How long are we going to give him?
Oh, boy. They're coming after you. Are you coming after him?
No, no. I think we got to give him at least 30 seconds of unbridled celebration.
Go ahead. Do it. Okay? Lean into it.
30 seconds.
Lean back.
Go ahead.
Lean back.
Just go.
You
deserve it.
What do you guys want me to do? What's up?
Well, we saw you at the game, and we saw you in the rain, and you're singing Blink 182 songs.
You were singing Blink 182?
You saw me. What do you mean you saw me?
There's a picture of you.
This is part of your celebration time.
Somehow Cappy gets behind home plate for the game.
He had a Hey King situation.
You were behind home plate for the game. We could see you.
No way.
Yes.
You saw me on TV.
I saw somebody did a screen capture and put it up in the Mafia. We absolutely saw you.
Is the 30 seconds almost up? This could have been like Cabbage
Patch.
Yeah,
it should have been.
It could have been like a pony
celebrating,
going on,
dancing,
and
all
like
that kind of stuff.
You just wasted your. There it is. That's it. Too bad.
Ramona, let me all say gone. Something to you, Momo. I don't do victory laps.
Oh.
Mm.
Because here's why. You see, Steve, I'm going to talk to you. As a Dodger fan, you're a hardcore Dodger
yes,
fan, right?
Right.
Would you qualify yourself as a hardcore Dodger fan, Momo?
You don't?
No. I watch, you know, from
yeah,
here.
I mean, I watch a lot of baseball. Yeah.
Momo's hardcore Stanford. Big win over Notre Dame.
Big win. Saved, like, if we do nothing else this season, it's enough.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right.
Dianu. Right.
Dianu. Yeah.
I made a Jewish joke because I'm Jewish and I can do that, but Dianu means it would have been enough. If we only had this, it would have been enough.
Dianu. So is Cappy still Michigas?
No, I think it's okay.
Like, your show is sometimes Michigan.
You know what? Yeah, I did enjoy that tequila.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet you did.
It was good.
I'll bet you did. Yeah. There's still a lot of it left.
Really?
I don't drink that much.
You should share with people because it's a nice bottle.
Yeah. It's a really nice bottle. But who do I have over?
You take it to people's houses.
Your mom and dad.
No, you have like a
hey, mom, you want a shot?
Here's what you do. You have a play date at your house, and you have like a bad mom situation going on. Make sure the moms go back home in Ubers.
You know, my mom started doing weed.
Good for your mom.
Yeah, she started eating gummies. Just
could
like
I,
for sleep
could
or for...
I take it to the park?
For fun.
For fun.
Yeah,
that's
when you're
80.
Your mom does
open,
weed.
You can have open containers.
When you're 80, you want to have some fun.
Right. Do weed.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
I'm with
Pop
you.
Why not?
Gummy. Do
yeah.
weed.
So anyway.
So I would like to say this to you.
Yeah.
Mace, using you as an example. Ramona says she's not a hardcore Dodger fan.
Right.
You are a hardcore Dodger fan.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
How much Dodger gear do you have?
I obviously switched to Lakers gear immediately. I have a lot of Dodgers gear.
Yeah, like what? You got a Mookie Betts jersey?
I got a Clayton Kershaw jersey. Okay. I've got hoodies. I've got t-shirts. I've got so much Dodger gear.
He's got what was that when you look like the coach?
I look like the coach and I've got the logo right
got
here.
That.
Yeah, I got that.
So today's probably a very, and I know Ramona's been trying to cheer you up for several hours. Today's probably a very, very painful day for you, right?
Yes, it is.
Is it better when I brought donuts?
The donuts definitely make a difference.
Okay.
And you know what? It's not even so much eating. It's just that you care.
I did. You sounded very sad.
You
that's
care.
Nice.
That's
very
that's
sweet.
Beautiful.
Did you stop along the way? Was it convenient?
PCH, yeah.
Went
nice.
Out of his way to
town
get
town of Lomita on the way to the 110.
Yeah. Very nice.
You haven't said anything yet about the game. You're just like,
well, because I feel for you.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand something. And I know you know it well. But for me, I've spent 20 plus years in San Diego, and I'm not afraid to admit this. I say it down there. I say it up here. It's a terrible sports town, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
When you had the Chargers.
Do you say that down there?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
When you have the Chargers and you have the Padres and you have two major league teams, at least then you're a major league city.
Right.
When you lose the NFL team and it's ripped from you and it's taken to your rival city, which didn't want it.
Right.
It makes you minor league because all you've got are the Padres, who have always been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got minor league hockey, minor league lacrosse, not MLS soccer.
Minor league lacrosse.
Yeah. Like it's called, well, it's called major league lacrosse, I think.
Why did you get like a pickleball team? That's a new phase.
New pickleball
that would
league?
Be, yeah. That would be, if LeBron would own a pickleball team in San Diego, that'd be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. The San Diego Picklers.
Right. Yes. Fried pickles. So what I'm getting at is this, is that it must hurt really, really bad for you, Mace,
yes.
and for Dodger fans throughout LA, because the reality is, as good as you've been for as long as you've been, you've got one World Series to show for it, and people in many parts of the world, they kind of say, it was a 60-game season in front of no fans. Well, whatever. But the point is, there's only one.
Right.
Yeah.
So for someone who comes from where I come from, before I came to LA, dude, I know how it feels. I know what it feels like to just have your heart, you believe and you believe, and then boom, they rip your freaking heart off right in front of you. That was me, like, that was good. Trying to be no, really no, emotional.
Was,
like,
is there a point, is there a point to this? Dramatic.
I don't know where you're going, but yeah.
My point is, your heart out. I don't do victory laps number one.
Right. Okay, yeah. Good.
Okay, that's number one.
Are you still expecting the other shoe to drop?
A victory lap.
Which other shoe?
Like, they won, and now they're just going to go lose in to the Phillies or something. Yeah. Are you still expecting the worst?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think the Phillies will probably beat them.
Well, look, the Padres have just accomplished everything they've wanted to accomplish. Now, some people might hear me say that and go, no, 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 they want the World Series. Yeah, okay, I'm sure that would be a nice little cherry on top, but
cherry on top? No,
they
man, they want to win a World Series.
Seriously? No.
It's a cherry on top to win the World. No, it is the whole ball game,
I know,
man.
But come on.
You don't go all in like they did to not try to win the World Series.
I'm not saying
you
they.
For Bell and Drury and Soto what and Hader. You're all in to win this thing. The World Series is not a cherry on top.
What I'm telling you is,
it's the whole friggin' Sunday.
And I hope, for their sake, that they all say exactly what you're saying. I think there's a lot of people who are like, oh my God, we just did what could never be done, which is beat the Dodgers finally.
I get what you're saying, though. That is, it's like, do you remember when the Dodgers kept the Giants out of the playoffs that one year with the Steve Finley grand slam?
Yes.
The Dodgers were going nowhere, but they kept the Giants out.
Right.
Like, that's the San Diego equivalent of beating the 111-win Dodgers.
But have we learned nothing? I mean, the Washington Nationals at one point, I think, were 15 games under 500 a couple of years ago, came back to win the World Series. Yeah. It's not the best team that wins, generally speaking.
It's the one where the goose flies in.
It's not the team that wins the most.
Yeah, well, so look, to your point, now you say, okay, look, everybody said Atlanta was the best team. Or the Dodgers.
Or the Mets.
Or the Mets.
Right.
And maybe even on the outside, the Cardinals. Nobody gave the Phillies, and nobody gave the Padres this shot. So I'm sure both of these teams are like, wow, I don't have to play the Dodgers. Geez, we don't have to play the Braves. And now the two underdogs of the entire tournament get to go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, see, baseball's such a stupid game. They have such a stupid way of settling.
Well, it's a marathon and then it's a sprint.
Right. I mean, it's like obviously the Dodgers are a better team than the Padres. The Padres put together four games against them.
Right.
We were 22 games better than the Padres during the regular season.
Yeah.
Which makes it that much worse.
They went cold at the wrong time. It's terrible.
It's a historic upset.
This is the worst of all the Dodger losses is this one.
According to Elias, it's the first time ever that a team lost a playoff series to a divisional opponent after not losing a series to them in the regular season.
And 17-5.
And the opposite of what you just said, that this is the worst for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
This is the best for the Padres.
Right, but you shouldn't rest on that. It sounds like your attitude.
Well, put it this way:
hey, we're the Padres. We're happy.
Gutty little Padres.
Look where we made it.
Well, let me give you an example.
Heidi ho. We're gonna get.
Let me tell you this. You ready?
Yeah.
So you say Saturday night you saw me sitting there at the game.
Yeah, I saw you.
I had no idea you guys could see me.
Yeah, we saw you.
Wow.
Really? Behind home plate?
Behind home plate.
Really? I thought I was behind the catcher. I didn't think I could be seen.
You know, the catcher's really low, right?
Right, but I did have a booster seat, to be honest.
Who did you get the... Hey, King, where did you get the home plate seats from?
Well, I'll explain that coming up shortly.
Peter Seidler? Was it Peter Seidler?
Perhaps.
The side man?
Perhaps.
Sidester?
Mr. Seidler.
Cider-rama.
Oh, Mr. Cider-rama.
Now, what do you think about that, Ramona? Ramona has just shown me a picture of me walking down to the front row.
Yeah.
And, of course, rocking that T-shirt that has been tremendous controversy on these airwaves for the past week and change.
Yeah. And then as well doing wardrobe changes. I saw wardrobe changes.
No, you changed wardrobes?
No, he then threw on like a quarter zip, a Padres quarter zip. And then threw a Padres hat on, dumped a sided hat, which I was stunned by.
You wore a sided hat?
But then put the sided hat back on for the last inning. I don't understand what happened there for three innings.
So you're promoting your app while you're watching. Was that the whole point?
That was... He's already done that before. That is not the first time he has sat behind home plate with a sided hat on.
So you're promoting the app and the T-shirt simultaneously.
Right. But when you did the wardrobe change, why was that?
Good question.
Yeah.
In fact, not good. Great. Yeah. Excellent question.
Good question.
Terrific observation.
Great. Yeah.
Answers coming. Answers coming.
Okay, but let's get real answers, though.
Yes, real answers.
Not just talking in circles.
No, real answers coming, and they're important.
Because I don't think you've said a thing since you've been here.
Correct. Probably not. Probably not.
Yeah. It's 10 minutes.
Seriously.
You've really... I feel like I'm on the Shadano and Cap show. It's just Cappy rambling. And you know what I say?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
I just feel bad for you, man. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, is there knowledge I'm taking away from any of this or like a point?
There's not. No. I mean, honestly, there is, what is the point, Cappy?
There really is no point other than the Dodgers were the best team in baseball all season long. And as Freddie Freeman said last week, they got hot at the end. We've been hot for 7 months.
Now, are you afraid to own your fandom in LA?
No, not one bit. Why should I be?
Because I don't hear.
Well, you didn't answer when I asked you, like, who are you rooting for?
You don't rah-rah the Padres.
He did at that game.
You did at that game, but you never do. You don't rah-rah the Padres here.
Have you heard me rah-rah the Padres all season long?
No.
Do you want to know why that is?
Yeah,
you
why
did
is
say
that?
You raised a bunch of Padre fans.
100%. I've got 4 kids. They've all been raised on the Padres. Mm-hmm.
But why not rah-rah the Padres? You're not a rah. You're just generally not a rah-rah guy. Why don't you rah-rah the Padres?
I'm not really a rah-rah guy.
Yeah.
Not really a rah-rah guy. See, this is my point. You are a hardcore Dodger fan.
Yeah, you get into it.
See, not me. I'm a Dodger observer. I watched every game this year. Why? So that George and I could be talking about the Dodgers.
Sure. Yeah.
And so that when Blake comes on Thursday, I'm prepared. So I watch the Dodgers all season long.
By the way, the Blake thing is a great bit.
Yeah.
Balake.
Where'd you find him?
George found him under a rock.
I followed him on Twitter because I liked his, he was working for another blog, and I always followed him just because I liked the nuggets he put out on
is
Twitter.
Is he on like a Substack thing?
Now he created a Substack, and we helped him get like over 1,000 subscribers.
Nice. 1,000 subscribers, like paying subscribers?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't do all that, but we helped a little bit, I would assume.
Can you make money with a Substack thing?
Oh, yeah,
if you have 1,000 subscribers.
Who's making bank?
Yeah.
This guy's
apparently,
making bank.
Apparently, all you need is like 5,000 subscribers. You get like 5,000 subscribers.
Really, you're making
set,
good money.
You're doing well.
Set for life.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
he's a
life.
Kid. You know, he's a kid.
He's
25 years old.
Can buy a car. How's that? Yeah. Can buy a car.
Nice.
Don't have to Uber everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have time for Uber Share.
So, Ramona. I want to tell you that George knows this, unfortunately, about me, but I'm a great starter of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a terrible finisher of things.
Yeah.
So I'm finally through the 8th episode of Legacy.
Yeah.
And you're getting a lot of FaceTime on this series.
Momo's one of the
big
stars.
Wait, we're done talking about the
apparently
baseball?
We pivoted.
Well, only because I want to save this stuff for you and me, pal.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I just want to save this for you and me.
Material for later on.
I was expecting like a lot more trolling. I feel like Morales trolled way too hard.
He did today?
Are you like a good winner?
See, this is, you guys don't seem to understand. I have a very complicated, I keep trying to explain this.
You're a fan not a fan?
I'm not really a fan. I'm a critic.
Yeah,
I have been a critic for 20 years.
So why did they let a critic go behind home plate for that game?
And do these faces while every time there was a strike.
Well, yeah, because it got exciting. I mean, there's no doubt. Listen, I also like a great underdog story.
Yeah.
And by the way, I wasn't rooting for the Dodgers.
I mean, let me be clear about that. I don't know that they're an underdog. The Guardians are an underdog.
One team won 111 games. One team won 89 games.
Yeah, one team was 22 games better than the other.
I know, but
they
what is their payroll? It's
underdog.
The same.
Fair point.
The way I described the series was it wasn't a 0% chance that they were going to win. It was not totally out of left field that they won. I didn't expect it. I didn't pick it. I didn't think it.
Let me tell you something. I picked the Dodgers to win the series in 4 games because every data point said the Dodgers were going to win the series. You mentioned 14-5 through 19 regular season games.
Yep.
Right. When they tied it at 1 apiece, you still had to win 2 out of 3. They had not been able to win 2 out of 3 all season long.
Yeah.
Everything pointed to the Dodgers winning, including having a 3-0 lead. And if the game on Saturday night would have been won by the Dodgers, the Padres would have been in huge trouble yesterday at Dodger Stadium.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. You keep asking me, am I a fan? Am I a fan? Let me say this. The Dodger fans all of a sudden seem like they want a piece of me because they don't feel like I've explained that I'm a Padre fan. And the Padre fans are furious at me because they don't think I'm enough of a Padres fan. And George, that will answer a lot of the questions about the wardrobe changes.
You know, I think that one of the unsung reasons the Dodgers
By the way,
the
Dodgers just sent out a thank you Dodger fans email, just so you know.
You're welcome. Thanks for nothing. So I think the goose actually means something.
Wait, the goose?
I do.
I agree with you.
I think there is, baseball is this weird game where there sometimes becomes this.
Wait, you think the goose is the billy goat?
Well, wait a minute. Look
or the
at,
rally monkey?
Look at the rally monkey is a great example. There's this thing, there are ducks and geese all over the park and signs, you know, the goose is loose or whatever the hell they're putting up there. We the geese.
I mean, he sold a swaggy goose t-shirt. I
see. Oh, dude, I've got a great t-shirt. It's a goose with a swag chain on it. People love it.
Yeah. Are you like a t-shirt shop?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a merch shop. Yeah. Yeah, like
an entrepreneur.
Do you have an Etsy store?
Yeah, I have a merch shop.
An Etsy store?
An entrepreneur.
An Etsy store.
I don't have an Etsy store. I should get one of those.
You should.
I should get a Shopify.
Yeah. Shopify. Yeah.
Well, I do think there's something to be said for the
me too.
The goose.
The rally goose.
Are you serious?
Baseball's weird.
Baseball's
weird.
Oh, you're not
weird
buying this. You're not buying this, George.
Something to
the
rally around.
Goose.
No, man. Weird bleep happens. In
what happened?
What was so? I don't think the goose has anything to do with it.
The goose is arguably one of the weirdest things I've seen in
seriously.
A long time around a baseball
me
game.
Me too.
Yeah, I ain't buying it.
Yeah. I don't know. The Lindsay, other thing, tell me about the bugs in Cleveland.
Oh, the bugs.
There's
oh, with
bugs.
Jabba Chamberlain. I remember that.
Yes.
Right. All those bugs.
It was locusts.
I mean,
they're midgets, not locusts. Midges.
Midgets.
No, midges.
I was going to say, that's not very politically correct nowadays.
It's the name of a bug, and they come out. They come out like on the lake.
On the lake.
It's got to be like the right temperature and like windiness. And they only come around like, I don't know, two or three times.
But
like,
when they
just
come out.
During the playoffs.
They come out during the playoffs. And yep. they literally cost Jabba Chamberlain. You remember
his career, basically.
His career.
Yeah.
He was never the same after he got attacked by the bugs.
Didn't affect us.
You know, one thing I take away from this weekend,
biblical,
and then we'll get out of here, is that
biblical, man.
Atmosphere.
What?
Hell yeah, biblical.
Atmosphere is important.
Yeah.
I thought the atmosphere at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Utah was
nuts, yeah.
Really, really rocking. Yeah. I thought the Padres fans were really, really rocking.
Are you saying the Dodgers fans weren't?
There weren't any.
But we only got two games.
Yeah, but there weren't
any. The other two. Right. Dodger fans were rocking. It didn't work in game two.
Yeah.
But there was something weird about the rain and the singing of Blink-182 songs. And I don't know what they were
well,
doing.
I mean, there is something on the nose about that Blink-182 thing. All the small things.
Keep going.
Add it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know all the words, Cappy.
I don't. But I mean, I can get the all, what's the beginning of it?
All the small things.
Yeah, I probably could get through that. Right. Probably get through that.
But
that
all the small things added up. All
yeah,
the small
did.
Things. See, I'm just saying it's yeah. on the nose.
All right, guys, I'm going to be listening.
Yeah.
You guys have been really generous to us. Usually John Ireland's like, well, 4:11:40, gotta
no,
go.
No, he's like 4:10.
You know? But Steve Mason, Ramona Shelburne, I mean, 4:14.
Hang on, I wanted you guys to hear something first.
Are you going to play something?
You know, I feel two ways about it.
Yeah. That's Lincoln Riley on the officiating.
Yeah.
Nice. Feels yeah. two ways.
Lincoln
huh?
Riley blaming the officiating when he could have blamed himself
yeah,
for pocketing two timeouts.
I want to be really clear. He did not blame the officiating.
No.
He was asked about the officiating.
Oh, okay.
And he answered it.
Okay, thank
he did
you.
Not
for the clarification.
He did not put out a press conference. The officiating. No, he was asked about it, gave an answer.
Did anyone ask him about Travis Dye and the two timeouts? Because I would have loved to have heard that.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see the whole press conference.
That's a critic over there.
I'm just being
harsh.
Honest.
Harsh.
If I rank my teams, though, the USC ranks behind the Dodgers.
That
so
was a
win.
That was
game.
A game that everyone circled. They were going to lose, and that was a winnable game. And I think he kind of blew it at the end.
All right.
Wow, deep breath.
What did we just talk about? That was like 20 minutes of my life. I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah, I can't get it back either.
Well, guess what? More of it is coming up.
2 hours and 15 yeah. and 45 minutes of it.
Shedano and Cappy are coming up next for you. Me and Ireland back tomorrow at 1 for Lakers opening night. He'll be in San Francisco to get ready for that. Mason and Ireland in the book, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. Come on.
Bam, ba-dum, bam. Chris nailed it. Bam, ba-dum, bam. Ba-dum, bam, bam. Boom, ba-dum, bam. Ba-dum, bam. Ba-dum, bam. Ba-dum, boom, boom, boom.
Now, you're wearing a Chargers Hater Club shirt today.
That's right. It's for sale.
At your merch store. Yes, we know.
15% off?
No, today is full price. Today is full price.
Well, you should give the community a 50% off after your transgressions over the weekend.
What transgressions are you speaking of?
More transgressions from you. You getting a little, they were, you know.
Tell me.
I think they were enjoying your home plate tickets at first, and then they saw the wardrobe change.
Uh-huh.
When you switched to the Padres zip-up, and the Padres hat, and you ditched the sided in the Hey King.
Yep.
Because up to that point, if you were following the Circle of Trust community, the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community, and you can as well by going to Twitter and then looking for the community section and then typing in Sedano and Cap, and you'll find it there.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people have joined. Many, many.
Mm-hmm. Millions.
I don't know about that. But
hundreds of thousands?
Not even that.
Billions.
Maybe like 1,000.
Oh.
But nonetheless.
Okay.
They were with you. They were in on the joke.
Okay.
I mean, I literally caught a video of you where you were sitting behind home plate. There is a netting there in front of you.
Yep.
And a foul ball came back and you flinched.
Yeah, well, I mean, it almost hit me.
No, it didn't. There's a net.
Yeah, I know, but when it's coming like that, if you've ever sat in those seats.
I have. There's a net.
I understand, but people still react that way.
No one reacted that way other than you in the video.
No, it's true. It was coming right at me.
No one but you flinched. Well, everyone else is so used to sitting there because they're big ballers.
Well, those are my seats, but the only problem is that we don't get off the air till 7, so I miss the entire summer of going to those games and sitting in those seats.
Oh, wait, so those are your season tickets?
No, I wouldn't say that, but those are my seats.
Okay. That's his Hey King seats.
Okay, right, that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. So anyway, when the wardrobe change happened, that's when all of a sudden I feel like people were like, wait a second. I smell something fishy.
All right.
Then why the wardrobe change? It was like, it's like a wrestler. It was like when Hulk Hogan went from being the Hulkamaniac to being part of the NWO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's exactly what it felt like.
Did he go from like Hulk Hogan to Hollywood Hulk Hogan?
Correct.
Yeah.
Except you did the reverse.
And then he came out like.
You went from LA Cap to SD Cap.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to tell you guys, it's a tough spot to be in. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I go downtown on Saturday night. This is downtown San Diego.
Yeah.
By the way, want to say to all the 710 listeners, to all the Dodger fans that found out where I was going to be hanging out on Saturday afternoon, I'm glad you guys stopped by. You'd be shocked how many 710 listeners were downtown San Diego and wanted to come by and hang out and have a drink. So I was glad to be with you guys. So for me, going into the front row on Friday night, I'm watching the game and I'm going, you know, man, there's all my pals back there behind home plate. Guys I've been going to games with for years. And I'm not there. But you know what I'm going to do? Tomorrow night, I'm going to make my presence felt. Now, by the way, if this is a Philadelphia versus San Diego game, New York Mets versus San Diego, honestly, I don't really care. But the fact is, Dodgers, Padres. And I know all the Dodger fans, all the 710 listeners are going to be watching. So I show up in the two most famous articles of clothing I have.
Mm-hmm.
The sided hat.
And the Hey King.
And the Hey King t-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, when you see me show up in the sided hat and the Hey King t-shirt, George, what are you thinking?
I'm like, it's Cappy doing Cappy. Kind of like Manny doing Manny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here I am. Yeah. Sided hat.
Right.
I mean, that's just a clear hey, message. King. Hey,
you are,
King.
You are there. Just, yeah, I'm selling merch. Come get me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Wait, I mean, wasn't the shirt like a little bit of a troll move on your part, Cappy?
100%. But it was intended to be that.
Right.
Yeah. So the whole intention was, again, remember, if this is Padres, Phillies, nobody from LA is watching this game. But it's Padres, Dodgers, and it's Saturday night, and it's an elimination game. So everybody's going to be watching. So now I'm like, okay, screw this. I'm going A front row. I'm going best seat in the house. I'm rocking my two most famous articles of clothing, and I'm doing it.
And then you made a wardrobe change.
And here's what happened.
Wait, those are your two most famous articles of clothing?
Yeah, Hey King.
Okay.
You know, and sided hat.
I thought you might have something else, you know, like the romper or...
No, the romper's famous, but it's like number. It's like a gold, okay. It's like a bronze medal.
Okay.
Now this t-shirt that I'm wearing today that everybody's watching on YouTube is the Charger Hater Club in honor of tonight's Monday Night Football game.
Can you get to the point on
the wardrobe change?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Wardrobe Thank change.
You.
Important.
Yeah.
So, Rachel is sitting not right with me.
No, she showed up in the ninth inning.
She's sitting down below in like the club area right. where there's food and the right. games are on TVs yeah. and there's drinks and yeah. so on and so forth.
Right.
So in between innings, I get up and I go to see her just to make sure, hey, you doing okay? You happy here? You comfortable? Everything cool?
Yeah.
She's mad at me.
Why is she mad at you?
She's giving me a hard time. She's like literally giving me the silent treatment. And I'm like, hey, did I do something wrong? Because the seats that I gave to you and your kids, did they suck that bad? You're mad at me? Like, what's going on? She goes, no, I'm not mad at you for that. She goes, but you know what? You're sitting front row at the Padres-Dodgers on Saturday night, and you're wearing a Hey King t-shirt and a sided hat, and you're not saying anything about the Padres or San Diego.
So let me. So you're literally going to put this on Rachel?
No, oh, no, no. I can keep going with the story. Because the point she's making is, yeah. she's like, dude, how could you not be rocking some gear? And I'm like, I don't have any gear. I don't have any. And I can't.
Mentiroso. I'm going to stop you right there.
What's
lies.
Wrong?
Lies. Lies. You know Rachel don't got no mic, so that's why you're putting it on her?
You can call her anytime you want.
I don't believe it.
But here's the thing. A friend of mine called me the night before. He was going to the Thursday night game. He goes, hey, man, you got a hat and a something I could wear at the game? I'm like, no, I don't. Now, my son does. My son got a Tatis jersey.
Yeah.
My daughter's got some Padre gear.
I wouldn't be wearing the Tatis jersey.
No, nor would I. So my girlfriend's all mad at me. She's like, how could you be sitting front row not rocking any gear? So she gave me her hat. She goes, you put this hat on. You get out there. I'm like, okay. Put that quarter zip on. Gladly. Sat there in the front row.
Got soaked.
Got completely soaked. And by the way.
And whipped.
The Dodgers were winning 3-0. I go in the back again. I go, hey, are you happy now? I wore the Padres hat. You happy now? She's like, yeah. I'm like, can I have my sided hat back? She's like, yeah. She gave it to me. Went back out.
What is she, your mother or your girlfriend?
Both.
Seriously.
And my accountant.
Yeah.
And I got on her Calendly to get her to go to the game on Saturday night.
Jeez.
And so then I took my sided hat back and I put it back on and I went back out.
Yeah.
And then you know what happened? Padres erupted in the 7th inning right. for 5 runs.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to wear it if you go to any more games.
Well, I don't think I'll go. Unless they make it to the World Series, then I'll go. But like, you know, Phillies, Padres. Like to me, Dodgers, but Padres was an event.
Do you understand why the circle feels betrayed, though?
Why do they feel betrayed?
They feel like they were in on the joke until you were oohing and eyeing in every moment and then switched to the gear.
But wait,
that you blamed Rachel for.
Wait,
now.
I have a question. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, it's not just Rachel. My son thinks I'm a hater. My buddies on my podcast think that I'm like the harshest, most ridiculous critic. Guys are cheerleading for the Padres, and I'm still going, I don't know about this, and I don't think they're going to win that. And so my son thinks I'm a hater.
So you're basically saying you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
No, not really. What did the Dodger fans expect me to do?
Just can't make a decision.
Oh, no decision. There's...
No, they look, because we asked you the question, and we're not going to talk about this much longer because we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. But we asked you the question on before the series started.
Yeah.
So who are you rooting for? And you basically kind of punted on it.
All I said was, I have a very complicated relationship, right. love, hate
it's
with the Padres.
It's complicated like Facebook.
And here's the thing.
And most of your life.
And here's the, well, mm-hmm. right. And here's the thing. Padres win. Guess what? Now they've advanced. I want to see what happens next.
Yeah.
If the Dodgers would advance, I'd have been like, good, rooting for the Dodgers.
Here's what I will say to you. Because Sliwa owned it from the get-go.
But I'm not Sliwa. Sliwa's a lifelong,
I get it.
Born and bred San Diegan.
But you enjoyed them winning that game.
Yeah, it was great.
Right. And that's what the Dodger fans are like.
Tough luck. Yeah. Hey, listen. The Padres beat the Dodgers straight up.
But there
up.
You go. Tough luck is what
straight
I wanted to hear.
Up.
That's
they,
an answer.
They beat the Dodgers
finally.
Straight up. So what are you guys upset with me for?
I'm not upset at you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Care.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean,
you.
They're the ones that are mad at
you. But what are they mad about?
Because I know you.
What do they want me to do? Go, hey, I'm on in LA now, so guess what? I'm a Dodger cheerleader.
No,
yay.
You don't have to be a Dodger cheerleader. You should have just said
be
at the
honest.
Beginning. You
but were I'm gonna, not. But, I'm,
but you were happy that the Padres won.
Of course I was.
So their thing is, you could have just said at the beginning, if the Padres win, I'm going to be happy for them.
Hey, guys, I'm glad the Padres won because I love a great underdog story. And you know what? I watched more Dodger baseball in the last 2 years of my entire life combined.
Yeah.
Because I understand you guys want to talk Dodgers baseball. Okay, do you guys want to hear me talk Padres all day? If you do, you can come listen to my podcast.
Yeah, so, and I'll give you an example. I had a personal example of this in 2020, and Laura will remember this because she was with me at the time. Mason Ireland asked me during crosstalk when the Heat and the Lakers were playing, and they said, make a... What was your pick? And I said, on ESPN.com, I picked Lakers in 7 because I like to be right. And I know the Lakers are going to win this series. And my response after that was, but wait, if the Heat somehow find a way to win, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah.
And you know what? The audience and everyone respected that. That's what they want. They just want it on the front end.
Hey, hey, listen, guys, I've been living in San Diego for 20 years. My kids were all born there. They all are hardcore Padre fans. I've explained to you over and over again the love-hate complicated relationship. I'm a critic, not a fan. Just like I'm an observer, not a fan. And as much as everybody wants me to be a fan, Lindsay is a fan of her Guardians. She lives and dies and breathes with it every pitch. I don't feel that way. But when an underdog from a city that is so downtrodden when it comes to sports pulls off the most massive upset in the history of their organization, guess what? I'm very proud for the city of San Diego because I wanted them to have that experience.
All right. Well, we'll let the people decide.
They can decide all they want, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Just like I always say to everybody else, you do you. Guess what? I do me. I do me.
Wishy-washy. Mm-hmm.
Tim in OC wants to know, how tall is this bus that you're using to throw all your family under it?
What? Why am I throwing people under a bus?
It's true.
I'm telling you that, don't you guys see that the Dodger fans are pissed at me? But the funny part is
look at this
the
gif.
Padre fans
look
are pissed at me.
Look at that gif. Rachel, watch out. And it's a little kid being run
the
over
Dodger
by
Dodger
like,
fans are pissed.
A toy John Deere.
The Dodger fans are pissed because they feel like, oh, you didn't tell us you're a Padres fan. And the Padres fans are pissed because they're like, you're not wearing gear and
why
you're not being
be
Padre
so
enough.
High-pitched?
Well,
I'm differentiating. That, see what I'm saying? Characters.
That's your problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Can't be they're mad because you kind of hedged. That's all.
You did hedge.
There's
you
no
did.
Hedging.
You hedged.
You did.
But you guys all want me to be something I'm not.
No, no,
and
we're not telling
so
you to be
irritating.
Something
I'm not that.
No, but we know.
Just be honest.
But what is the dishonesty?
I got your back, Cappy.
What is the dishonesty?
I got your back.
I'm not a passionate
Lindsay has
fan.
Had your back today.
Laura comes in today, and she's like, I thought you'd be wearing that doo-doo colors. I'm like,
okay, first of all, I didn't sound like that.
Well, that was my interpretation.
Yeah, they don't sound like that. You know? And I just said, I didn't say doo-doo colors. I said the colors.
But I don't wear colors.
But she said doo-doo on Friday.
I did, because they are
and
ugly.
And you said
and
doo-doo on the group right. on the group text.
Because they are doo-doo. I be saying doo-doo, and I'll say other stuff, but I can't because then
I
we'll
do me. That's how I do's it.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, let's actually talk about the Dodgers for a second.
Yeah, maybe we ought to focus on
and
the issues. Yeah.
Yeah, the issues. Oh, we're not done with you, though. We'll get back to you
oh,
later.
I'm happy to take it all day long.
Because people, well, you're going to be taking it, that's for sure. What exactly you'll be taking, we'll find out.
Yeah, bring it. Yeah.
50 years old, Eminem.
Yeah.
Did they play this at Petco, too?
I didn't hear this one. No. I didn't hear this one at Petco. I didn't hear. It was hard to hear when you're that close to the action, George. It's kind of hard to hear, you know?
There's a funny line in here. Oh, Christopher actually posted in the Circle of Trust.
Mm-hmm.
One Chris Morales, who you just heard. The Critic, Scott Kaplan. Maybe he can create that as a shirt, too.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. The Critic is good.
Yeah.
I do have one that I'm working on right now. Remember, it's Chris's face while he's sucking on a big, fat stogie.
Yeah.
And you guys were worried about what I was going to say after big
yep.
and fat, weren't
mm-hmm.
you? And then the picture is of a rat. You know,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'm going to change it. I think I'm going to change it from a rat body to a troll body. How funny would that be? Like Morales's face with the cigar, with the big like pink hair, you know, like the big tall pink hair.
Yeah.
And then like the little troll body. What do you think about that t-shirt?
I mean, it works. If you can sell it, feel free.
Thank you.
Alex the Gardener has weighed in and says, no eres ni de aquí ni de allá, Scott.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but yeah. I agree.
You're not from one side or the other.
You know, George, this past year, I was honored and flattered to have won an award
mm-hmm.
this year at the Mandy's
yes.
called Man of the People.
Yes?
When you're a man of the people,
mm-hmm.
you're not a man of some people or those people. You are a man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's very global. See what I'm saying? Man of the people.
How convenient.
Not man of those people.
How
or man of those people. Man of the people.
Que conveniente.
Hey, what's going on with our YouTube stream right now? Because honestly, I didn't wear this Charger Hater Club shirt to not be seen all over YouTube.
Does he want
to
sell it?
That distraction that you're selling on your merch store. That's just subterfuge for all the anger people have at you today.
I don't know why everybody's so angry. I don't get it.
People want to know. Crypto Ray wants to know why have you ghosted the Circle of Trust?
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Tell us after we talk Dodgers.
Right?
Yeah. All right. So the blame game is on today. All right. And I don't know about you, but I feel like everything that could have gone wrong just went wrong. And this notion that one person or one thing or this, everybody likes to pass the blame around. And everyone likes to make it something nice and neat where it's like, Dave Roberts, he's terrible. He needs to be fired. He's done this before. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to absolve Dave of blame. I think that he mishandled the bullpen. I would agree with
you
that.
You didn't like when he changed pitchers in the middle of an at-bat?
I mean, I would have liked to have seen Tyler Anderson get hit. And here's my reasoning for that. While I'm a huge, you know this, I'm a huge believer in analytics, okay? I love that stuff. But I do think that with baseball, unlike the other sports, okay, where you go from the marathon to the sprint, I think that those numbers perhaps need to be taken with a grain of salt, right? Because those numbers, more times than not, are extrapolated over the long 162-game season.
Okay, I'll buy that.
And when you have a situation where you're sprinting, mm-hmm. you don't have time to make the same exact moves and pre-plan things because you don't know what's going to happen in a playoff baseball game. Crazy stuff has happened historically, whether it's to the Dodgers or other teams. So I don't love that aspect of it. Now, again, so I can blame him a little bit, but you know what I'm really going to blame is the Dodgers going like 5-for-37 or whatever the hell it was with runners in scoring position. And that's not Dave Roberts' fault that they can't put wood on the ball.
It's not Dave Roberts' fault that Cody Bellinger all of a sudden can't hit. When I say all of a sudden,
it's
I don't
been
mean
two
like
years, basically.
Yeah, I mean, this Cody Bellinger can't hit. And listen, no offense. They took out Bellinger to put in Trace Thompson, and guess what? He couldn't hit either.
143.
You know? So you look at the guys that you had to depend on. Mookie Betts. I'll ask everybody a question. Did Mookie Betts perform?
No, he did not play well.
Okay. Trey Turner. Did Trey Turner perform?
I mean, early in the series, but after that, no.
He hit two home runs in the series.
Yeah.
He had two terrible,
errors.
Costly errors.
Right.
One that didn't cost him a game. But the point is, you're expecting Trey Turner to be top level, all-star,
yes.
shortstop.
MVP candidate Trey Turner.
And not
yes.
only were there two errors, but then there was a third one where it was sort of a lackadaisical throw to second and somebody out-hustled him, which is kind of unusual. So, okay, you had to get production from Mookie, did you? No. You had to get production from Trey Turner? His performance is offset.
Yeah.
Okay? Freddie Freeman.
No, he played fine.
Okay? He's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, after that, other guys that you need.
I mean, Justin Turner did not perform well.
Okay, Max
But
Muncy?
By the way, I think that when they gave him that contract last season, I was like, I don't know how that's going to age. That was my biggest. I think Justin Turner is great for this team. I think that he's been a leader in the clubhouse. But at some point, I'm like, that's not going to age well. Okay, so I didn't love that. I'm sorry. Who else were you going to say?
Well, Max Muncy.
Early in the series,
he hit a home run.
Early in the series.
Okay, Will Smith.
Not really.
Okay. Chris Taylor, they put him in. They started him out in left field. Do anything for you?
Not really.
Okay, so here's the thing. And let me turn it into pitching also. Clayton Kershaw.
Okay. I'm glad you turned to pitching. At the trade deadline, what did I scream about the most with you?
They need a closer.
Well, they need pitching, period. Right? They did not make a move for real pitching, whether it was frontline starting, a closer. So they needed to make moves for that staff.
Whose fault is that?
That's Andrew Friedman's fault.
You mean the smartest guy in all of pro sports, Andrew Friedman?
He is.
Okay, well, guess what?
Even the smart guys can make mistakes.
Well,
Lincoln Riley. We can get to that later. I think he's one of the smartest. I think he's the best offensive coach in football. I don't think he performed all that great on Saturday. We can get to that later.
Okay, well, the bottom line is this. Okay, no matter what anybody wants to say, like it or don't like it, okay? Mm-hmm. No victory dance here, but I'll just say this. One team performed and found a way to win when they had not all season long, and the other team, which was completely favored, one of the most historic seasons in the history of Major League Baseball, one of the best teams, one of the most all-star laden rosters, did not perform. And so front office did not get starting pitching when they desperately needed it because guys did not come back healthy. Okay. Manager making moves that a lot of people will question. Players who did not get the job done. They got beat. Fair?
They did.
They just got beat by a team that got hot at the right time, that felt like they had closed the gap, their manager's words, even though they still lost that last series of the year. And they just started to believe. And when you let a team stick around and believe, all of a sudden crazy stuff happens. And the little guy, little brother, underdog that could never compete steps up and pulls off the most legendary upset in their franchise's history.
So Bill Russ in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust says, would an NFL coach keep his job if he kept having a great record but lost in the playoffs and never won anything with a stacked roster? Well, I mean, they did win a championship, so let's not forget that. You can argue that it was 60 games. The playoffs were exactly the playoffs, though. There was a shortened regular season.
Everybody played the same rules.
But they, right, and they won it. Okay, so I hate that we just kind of gloss over that. Nonetheless, you can't compare the NFL where the head coach has way more control over play calling in a lot of cases, or at least he can veto stuff in a lot of cases. Dave Roberts is not acting unilaterally here, okay? In baseball today, in 2022, it is an organizational feel for how they're going to run things. And now he's in on that. He's part of it. But he's not unilaterally someone that is making decisions.
But will they scapegoat him? I mean, I think that's where we're going with this, right?
I don't believe so. I don't think they should, because I don't. If they scapegoat him, then that's what I will call it, they're scapegoating him.
I mean, I could definitely see where the Dodgers as an organization feel this pressure to say, hey, look, he's been our skipper for all these years. We've won a ton of regular season games. We have not performed in the postseason. We've not succeeded by winning championships the way we expected to. You know what? It's time for a new voice in that clubhouse. Now, I wouldn't be happy about it.
I think the new voice stuff is so overrated.
Maybe so.
So stupid.
But I'm not saying that it is or it isn't.
That's like a super lazy fan thing to say. No offense.
None taken.
I'm talking to the audience.
From their perspective, they may decide, you know what? It is time for a new leader in that clubhouse, particularly as there's going to be massive turnover on that roster.
I don't think there's going to be massive turnover. And I'll explain that on the other side. Plus, I want to get into USC and how they... Look, they lost the game that I thought they were going to lose the whole season, but a lot of people are saying they blew it, which, again, both things can be true. We'll get to that next. Yeah, happy birthday, Flea.
It's my Flea. I wanted to take a picture with the Red Hot Chili Peppers before a show that I saw them at, and I was trying to get backstage, you know, I was going to work the whole thing.
Yeah.
I wore tidy whities and everything so I could take off all my clothes and just wear, like, some tidy whities. Mm-hmm. With Flea, it didn't happen. It will happen at some point, though. It's kind of a cool picture to have, me and Flea in tidy whities. At least for me, it's cool. I don't know if it's so cool for him.
Are you sure that you'd be like, you know, you said you're Flea. Are you sure you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers? People want to know.
Oh, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Big fan.
Okay.
See, them I'm very passionate about.
Okay. I'm curious.
Why is everybody, I'm just so curious, why does everybody want me to be what I'm not? And why is it that when I explain what I am, no one wants to buy it? Why is that? I've lived in San Diego for 20 years. I worked around the Padres for 20 years, and guess what? They stunk the entire time. I've had a real love-hate relationship with the organization. This past year is an example. When Manny Machado said after the Dodgers smacked the Padres around again, Manny Machado goes, "I don't have to worry about anything. I'm Manny effing Machado." And I'm like, I freaking hate this guy. And then when Fernando Tatis shows up with a broken hand because no one has the courage to say to him, "Hey, it's time to grow up, young man." Because everybody's walking on eggshells. Oh, we have to be so nice to him because we paid him so much money. I freaking hate this guy. So now everybody's like, well, wait, you're not a fan. You're sitting there in the front row. Yes.
We can get to why you were sitting in the front row in a second. But we have a statement that's been released.
Oh, no. From who?
Yeah. Apparently Big E, Eric Herrera, went to East L.A.
Okay.
And he says the Taqueros of East L.A. have just released a statement. Quote, "We rescind all endorsements of El Capi. He can no longer use East Side Cap as a nickname. Thank you."
Okay. I will start to use East Sided Cap. How about that?
There you go.
How about that, Biggie?
Okay. I mean, you can work around
it. I just
want
to know one thing about everybody in the Circle of Trust. Because it used to be a place that I enjoyed going to because it was a supportive community. But now, people get kicked out for saying nothing. But I've been getting ham slammed for the last, like, 2 weeks. I want to ask everybody a quick question.
Ham slammed? What is a ham slam?
Ham slammed, it's like being motorboated. Have you ever heard of that phrase?
No, motorboating is very different in my mind.
Bro, that's very different.
Why? Isn't that when you beat somebody really bad in a game? Like, when you, like, you beat them?
No, you mean boat raced.
No, I mean motorboat.
No.
Oh, man, that was a good
motorboating is not that.
Wait, boat racing is a blowout in a sporting event?
You got boat raced. Is a blowout. Yes.
What's motorboating?
Just Google it.
I thought that's what it was.
No. You of all people to not know that.
Yeah, I'm kind of stunned.
I thought that's what it was.
I think you're pulling a fast one.
Yeah, and I can't tell because the shades are on.
Anyway, whatever. The point is,
yes,
he knows.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Where did everybody become like the arbiter and the judge and the jury?
Wait, but
where did that happen?
But wait, when the circle of trust was all behind you and your sail was like you were the wind of your sail, you were sitting there like Hulk Hogan, at, you know, the Hulkamaniac, like, you know, cupping your hands to your ears to all four sides of the ring.
Well, when people were like, "Hey, Cap, I see your son kick this game-winning field goal, dude, that's so awesome," I'm like, you know what? I love the support. When I see people in the circle of trust say, "Hey, Sedano, great broadcast," I'm like, that's awesome. People are actually listening to a broadcast of a game they don't care about.
But that's why they're hurt.
That's support.
They're hurt.
But they shouldn't be hurt. They should not be hurt.
Well,
and honestly, they should grow the hell up.
Whoa. Yeah,
and there's about five or six of you guys.
Wow.
And you know who you are.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
You know.
Grow up, gentlemen. Grow up.
Are there any ladies or just
no? These are all just dudes.
Oh, okay. You know what I think, Cap?
Tell me.
I think is that, you know, you are the man of the people.
No, I was the man of the people, but I won't be the man of the people this
Mason
year.
I think Mason will end up winning that award.
Yes,
well,
I won't win that this
you
year.
You were the man of the people, and I feel like at this point now, people were like, "Oh, Cappy's my guy. I can relate to him. He's just like me." But now these things coming out lately have people kind of like they're not mad at you. I think they're just disappointed. Like, oh, maybe Cappy's not the guy I thought he was.
Disappointed in what? That I didn't join 710 and go, "Go Dodgers!"
I don't think anyone's mad at you for being a Dodgers fan, Cap. I think they're mad because they think you hedged.
But I tried to explain it to you guys 1,000 times.
Yeah. Be better because you didn't try
hard
enough.
Let me try and explain to you guys again. And it's funny because I did see somebody in the community go, "Oh, you don't have any gear?" Yeah, 2 years ago I had that swag chain t-shirt and a hat and I took my daughter to a baseball game. Wish I still had it. Don't know where it is. So that's funny
that
people always go dig that up and find
that
stuff. No, I don't think so because she didn't like the swag chain t-shirt.
You probably lost it in the move.
Well, anyway, look. I've tried to tell you guys a million times. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me in the slightest bit that you guys are upset about this. And here's why. Because you got to understand the other side. The other side is all these Padre fans that I've been around for 20 years and they're pissed at me too. They're pissed at me because they're like, "Dude, you're on the radio up in LA and you're not hyping the Padres." Or as my girlfriend said, "You're sitting behind home plate and you're not wearing any Padre gear." So just as much as six people in the circle of trust are mad at me because they feel like I've hedged.
Silver Lake Kaplan, you're being called now.
Silver Lake Kaplan?
Yeah, just like a hipster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not like real East LA.
Not East LA.
Yeah, you're a hipster now.
Yeah.
Silver Lake.
So instead of like being at a taco truck, I'm at Javier's.
Yeah. Wait. No, Javier's like OC. No, Silver Lake is like you're just hipster.
Mario has a good way to explain it. Okay. He has a good word for you.
Oh, there you go. Mario, come in. Mario, the LAFC and the LA Galaxy.
Mario revoked those privileges from him. He cannot do that no more.
Know exactly how to describe this, what you've been doing.
Tell me
here,
tell
Cap.
Me what's going
the
on
the way
Mario.
You handle this whole situation.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, Mario's the nicest person
coming
this
from
builder.
Me.
Yeah,
who I've grown to love you, Cap.
Yeah,
this has been very disheartening.
Really,
the way you've handled this.
Which part?
The part of just not being open about it.
Which part am I not open about?
The part about your love for the Padres and San Diego.
Stop,
you're
stop,
a San Diego
but
dude.
But hold on, but stop.
We get it. We get it. Just come from the beginning.
No, bro.
And show your colors, your
brother,
true colors.
But brother, I love San Diego.
Yes.
I love the fans. I feel like so bad for these people who for so many years supported the Chargers, had them ripped, and have supported the Padres forever,
yeah.
Even though they sucked. I love the fans. Make no mistake. I love the city. Make no mistake. Without San Diego, I'm not even here today. That city has been the greatest, most supportive place in the world for me. But I've tried to say it a million times, and you guys don't want to hear me. I'm not a passionate Padres fan.
Okay.
I've said it a million times. Now, hold on. Was I standing there front row? Yeah. Did I put on some gear? Yeah. Were those all my friends around me? Yeah. Have I been going to those games forever? Yes. I've never been passionate. My son is so pissed at me. How could you be like this? You're a hater. My girlfriend, go put on some gear.
But are you just even a fan?
I am right now.
Okay, then that's it.
Yeah, I am right now because you know what? I finally saw this team do something I never thought they'd be able to do.
And I think that's what Mario and the people want to know. That's it.
And I got something to say about the fans,
too. No, I'm asking. Oh. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Because you said right now.
Well, yeah. But you can't get mad at her saying bandwagon if now you're a fan right now.
Yeah, that's because you said the right now part.
Right now, they beat the Dodgers and they're moving on. I'd love to see them finish the job.
Okay.
I got something to say about the fans, too.
Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Sedano. Correct me if I'm wrong about this one.
Mm.
They were incredible, right?
Yeah.
Petco, that place was jumping.
Yeah.
And they had a lot to do with the Padres getting that victory, I think, and knocking out the Dodgers. But when the celebration was going on, I couldn't help to think this is only like the divisional series,
now,
right?
Right. Now, wait
they
a second.
They acted like it won the World Series.
They got a lot.
Wait a second.
Because they're cute like that.
No, wait a second.
They're cute.
Did the Dodgers
win?
Act like you've been there.
But they haven't been there. But Mario, they haven't been there.
This is their third NLCS.
So that's why I'm giving them the pass. Like, they never have been this far. It's cool, but damn. Like,
they're cute.
If they win the World Series, what are they going to do?
Dude, wait a second. Hold on. John Ireland sat here and said that the Dodgers should not celebrate the division championship with champagne.
I disagree with that.
Now, wait a second.
Celebrate.
So hold on. So this is a community.
No, but it felt like they were having a parade.
It felt like a World Series win.
Dude,
good for them. Good for them.
You got it. Listen, man.
I understand.
You don't.
I do understand.
If you understood.
Done it before.
No. Listen. If that was Philadelphia that they beat in the NLDS, people would be like, awesome, let's go home. It was the Dodgers. It was everything to that fan base. Everything. So I don't think you really truly get it. I'm sorry that you're disappointed with disheartened.
Is he allowed to do the fake?
That's a word with a lot of emotions.
Yeah, I know,
and
man.
Feeling.
Jeez, I feel you.
Is he allowed to do the fake Marios though?
Oh yeah. That's the best thing that happened in my career. Him doing that. That's the best thing that ever happened in my career.
We're gonna have a special LAFC guest at 6:15 today.
Thanks to you. Can't wait.
Yes. So thank you for that.
God, I can't believe how upset you guys are.
All right, well, listen, there's more to come, but let's get into USC. I want to get into USC, and the Lakers are starting a season. We've done a lot of Dodgers. We'll take some. I know people are on hold. We'll get to the calls, too, I promise. All right, we'll do all this stuff in the next couple segments. Stick around, 710 ESPN.